Tarzan of the Apes, from the novels by Edgar Rice Burroughs, with Mr. James H. Pierce as Tarzan and Miss Joanne Burroughs as Jane Porter. This is an American Gold Seal production. Professor Porter and his party have been trapped in the temple cave by the cannibals. From the jungle, Tarzan and Jane Porter see lights through a fissure in the rock, communicate with the imprisoned party, and dynamite a section of the cave. Professor Porter's party escapes, but the noise of the explosion carries to the cannibals, who again attack them. Tarzan leads the party to a hidden retreat. Now, are you ready?
Hold your breath!
The jungle is ominously quiet.
Yes, when Gomangani or Tarmangani comes, then all jungle beasts hide.
Gomangani?
Tarzan means black men and white men.
Quiet. Listen. Those voices. I don't think they sound like the blacks.
I would say the same thing myself.
The voices are not Gomangani. They are Tarmangani.
White men? How can you tell Tarzan?
Usha. The wind tells me.
The wind? I don't understand.
Usha carries their scent, and it is the scent of Tarmangani.
Can it be? Can it be my sailors?
Just what I was going to suggest.
But we had better wait to make sure.
Look there, through the clearing. It is the sailors.
Yes, you!
Thank heavens!
About end our trouble.
Yes, if only the cruiser would come, we could all be on our way.
Forget a very important point, Philander.
What?
The treasure, Philander.
The treasure.
Oh, Daddy, you are impossible. Here, Tarzan just rescued you from certain death, and all you think about is that treasure.
Yeah, but, my dear.
We can talk about that later. What we want to do now is get back to the hut. Do you think we can start now, Tarzan?
Yes, but only as far as that hollow.
Why, Tarzan?
Gomangani.
Do you feel that they are close?
Very close.
Look.
Where? I don't see anything.
Birds, circling very high. They know. And listen. Don't speak for a minute, and you'll hear.
See what that has to do with going on to the hut.
All the jungle beasts are afraid, and only of men are they afraid.
I understand all that. They're probably afraid of the sailors. Of us? Why not?
But, Monsieur Clayton, under the circumstances, surely it is common sense to take the advice of a man who is thoroughly versed in jungle lore.
Oh, right.
Make allowances for Clayton's beaver, Donald.
We still won't, but not to the extent of sacrificing everyone's safety to his obstinacy.
Alors, maître Ron, we obey only the suggestions of Monsieur Tarzan.
Lions?
Yes, this is Numa's home.
You don't propose going in there?
Numa has fed. He will not attack when his belly is full.
But how do you know he has fed? Perhaps he has not.
The scent of a full lion is not the scent of an empty one.
This place is a regular cul-de-sac. If we ever get trapped in here, well, it will all be up.
We can get out at the other end. I have been here many times.
Well, personally, I think it's not a foolishness to go into a trap like this and escape a bunch of imaginary blacks.
I don't think they're imaginary at all, Cecil. Tarzan is generally right. If he says the cannibals are around us, I believe it.
I understand. The suggestion comes from Tarzan. Then it's all right.
Cecil, you're being very childish.
See? Already, Numa has gone away.
A splendid place for defense, Tarzan. Plenty of cover.
No chance of the blacks rolling rocks down on us from the height, Tarzan?
I do not think so. If they do, their is a shallow cave in the white part that we will go to. It is the arrows we must watch.
You understand the savages, Tarzan? Which way will they attack? I mean, from the starboard? No, pardon. The right or the left side of the defile.
They will keep in front of the sun as long as it is bright. It is hard to shoot with arrows against the sun.
All right. I will place four men behind that shelf of rock there. Yes, there. That will command the crossfire down that opening in the trees. Pierre!
Oui.
Hey, Jean.
Papa.
Turn the middle horn. Aim low. No chance. Make every shot count and do not let one black pass that cut for money.
Oui.
The patient fool. Henri! Behind that, the footman. A sweeping fire across the mouth of the cut. And you, four men, behind the boulders in the bed, cover the retreat of Monsieur le Professeur and his partie. Mademoiselle Jean.
Yes, Lieutenant.
As far back in the defile as possible.
But, Lieutenant, I'm a good
shot. Yes, yes, but if you will look after your father and Monsieur Poulin there, it will spare my men.
That's right, Lieutenant. I'll do as you say.
We must be more quiet. You will never see a Gomangani. You must shoot when you hear the leaves rustle.
I think that part of your statement is correct. We'll never see the Gomangani. All this whole thing is utterly ridiculous. Heroic. Pure and simple.
Oh, Clayton, what's the matter with you?
What's that? Someone hurt? One of my men. A poisoned arrow.
Everybody take cover.
You look after them.
I'm going into the trees.
Look, Daddy. Look at Tarzan.
Incredible. I can hardly believe my eyes.
Amazing agility. He's as much at home with the branches of a tree as we are on Earth.
But keep down. Keep hidden. That one arrow is not all there is going to be.
A sailor. How is he?
Dead.
Can you see what Tarzan's doing now, Jane?
Yes. He's getting ready to use his bow and arrows.
Great Scott! That's deadly accuracy. Look! Look there in the brush.
I got him.
Bruno! Bruno!
Yes?
Keep them from getting between you and the turtle. I'll get them one by one from the tree.
Right.
Look. There's another. Good work, Jane. Ah!
Anyone sees that filthy witch doctor, tell me. I want him myself.
Look, Archimedes.
Where?
Behind that clump of bushes. There.
I see him. I'm going out.
See who? Where are you going?
The witch doctor. I'm going to get him for good now.
You better stop him.
Don't be a fool, Clayton. You can't go out there.
Neville.
He's gone, mademoiselle.
Oh, I hope nothing happens to him. Here comes Cecil. Oh, he looks all right, thank goodness. Did you get him, Cecil?
I certainly did.
But are you sure? You know, twice before we thought the witch doctor was dead.
I know that. I know he's dead. Darn well I know he's dead.
Bruno!
Tarzan!
Where are you, Tarzan?
Over here! Come quickly!
Yes!
Too many Gomangani. They will all attack in force. All will be killed. Look, over there.
Yes, if they all come at us together.
Take Jane, Father. Others out of here. Deeper into the hollow.
We've done rather well so far. You've got about 20, haven't you?
Yes, more. But if I can get that black devil man, maybe that will frighten the rest of the Gomangani away.
But Clayton has already killed here.
Where?
Clayton!
Yes, what is it?
Where did you leave the witch doctor?
Over by that clump of bamboo. Why?
Tarzan wants him.
I want to throw him down at the black, where they can see him. Most of the shots were useless.
Yes, I know. We simply stand here and cannot see a thing.
Gomangani always fight that way. They stand behind the trees and bushes and shoot their arrows.
What does that mean, Tarzan?
They're getting ready to charge. Everybody get together. Back into the hollow.
Will the superior jungle knowledge of Tarzan save them?